morning. Let's pray in silence. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ, we commence the morning prayer session. Sing hymn 82. My mother-in-law has a 19 seal prints. 19, so they have 20 brothers and sisters. A lot, right? How many you have? You only have two. My mother-in-law has 20. Because her father has two wives. And he has 20 children. And in the early years, the father sent two of the sons to Japan for study. The oldest and the second one. And the father just sent the money to Japan to the oldest, and also told the oldest, you have to allot some money to the second one, to the younger one. However, the oldest did not give some money, some portion of the money to the second one. After a couple of years, the father, because the second one complained, like, hey, why you didn't send the money to me? The second one complained to the father. And the father said, hey, I did send to the oldest one. And then I told the oldest one, I'll give some money to you. So the father just got a surprise, right? And was so mad. Because two sons in the eyes of father would be equally, right? Brother and sisters in the same family, same children. So in the same way, in the Lord, we are in the same family and we are brothers and sisters. So we should help each other. So how to help each other? And we have to pray for each other, for one another. So when we did not do so, and God was surprised, hey, why you didn't intercede for one another? Let's turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 59. Isaiah chapter 59, verse 16. He saw that there was no man and wondered that there was no intercessor. Therefore, his own arm brought salvation for him, and his own righteousness it sustained him. Because at that time, the Israel people was oppressed by another country, and even prophet or priest to stand up, right? Stand up. And tell Israel people how to do, have to lead all Israel people to against enemies and do their own God. But nothing. They do nothing. So God feels so surprised. He wondered, because wonder, then we also put why, they wonder why. I don't know. I just wonder why you do this, right? I just wonder why you do that. Wonder. So wonder means confused. I could not understand why you didn't do this, why you are late. I cannot understand, so I wonder why. So God wondered why they didn't intercede for the Israel people. So when we did not intercede for other people, for other brothers and sisters, and God will say, hey, so strange, why you did not help others? And then turn to Ezekiel 13, verse 5. Ezekiel chapter 13, verse 5. You have not gone up into the gaps to build a wall for the house of Israel to stand in battle on the day of the Lord. So again, God talked to the prophet or a spiritual leader, why you did not go up into the gates of the wall? Of course, in the early days, they always build a wall to against the city. In the same way in China, right? China has a great wall. How many of you have climbed up the Great Wall in China? Raise your hand. One, two. Yeah, Great Wall. Because they try to build a wall against the enemy's attack. So a wall to protect the whole nation. And the city wall protect the whole city. However, some gap between the wall. And this is a weak area for the whole city. So the enemies can get through, can enter through this gap to attack the enemies, to attack the nation. So this is a weak area. So for each family have their own weak area. In Chinese they're saying, 家家有难念的经, which means that every family has his own trouble, own difficulties. My family have our trouble too. Your family, and all the families. How many of you consider your family has no trouble at all? Free trouble, raise your hand. Your parents, no trouble. Your grandparents, no trouble. No worry at all. No difficulties at all. No struggle, no challenges. Raise your hand. If you say yes, raise your hand. Yes, I confess my family have some trouble. No? Higher. Okay. So we all need to pray, right? And also to pray for one another. You know, some trouble is so hard, so difficult, and some trouble is so shame to talk to other people, you know, especially maybe your relationship between you and parents, it's so bad. Yeah. Sometimes, maybe you just talk back to your parents, and two sides, yeah, just get upset. This is a problem too. Because our Father wants to everybody living peacefully and joyfully. So intercession would be a very important issue. So let's turn to, we study how the ancient people, the ancient saints, they pray for other people. Let's turn to Genesis. Genesis chapter 20. Chapter 20 and verse 6. Verse 6. And God said to him in a dream, "Yes, I know that you did this in integrity of your heart, for I also withheld you from sinning against me. Therefore, I did not let you touch her, touch Abraham's wife." Verse 7. "Now, therefore, restore the man's wife, for he is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and he shall live." In other words, if Abraham did not pray for you, then you will die. But if you do not restore her, know that you shall surely die, you and all who are yours. Okay. This is a message from God. Then continue with verse 17. So Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, his wife, and his female servants. Then they born the children, 18, For the Lord had closed up all the wombs of the house of the Abimelech because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. So in the beginning, Abimelech tried to take Abraham's wife as a wife, but that's not right. So God stopped them. And God also told Abraham, pray for Abimelech. Otherwise, Abimelech would die, and also four household members. Then Abraham prayed to God, and they can survive. So we can see God crossed all the wombs of the woman in the house of Abimelech. So this is a physical problem. Physical problem. So what's your problem in your family? You might have a physical problem. Maybe your father, your mother, yourself have some physical problem. But for some problem, it's hard to tell someone. My wife had some problem too. I have a problem too. But usually, the medical history and medical records, medical records is keep confidential, right? Would you release your medical history to other people? No, of course not, because this is confidential. I cannot call your doctors. Hey, doctor, can I get some medical information for David? No. Who are you? This is confidential. So even you have a problem, physical problem, I cannot know. I do not know, right? Because it's confidential. But yeah, sometimes we can sense, or sometimes has been put in the prayer request already on the internet, like a TGC website, like a sister so-and-so, brother so-and-so. Like last year, my name was put in the prayer request. So Holy Churches in the United States knew my situation. So later on, wherever I go, the brothers and sisters ask me, hey, Pastor A, how are you doing? Your health is okay now? Then I have to answer everyone. So sometimes I just in the pulpit, I just announce to everybody I'm okay, because instead individually. So we can see, sometimes we have a physical problem, then we have to pray for others. We ask God to give them the faith and comfort, because when doctor says you have cancer, then how would you feel? Can you stand up? Can you walk like this or just like this? Oh, I'm going to die in 3 months. Oh, what can I do? In 3 months, if a doctor says you only can live 3 months, can you walk around here? Can you eat? I can tell you might lose appetite. You might lose your appetite. You have no mood to talk to anyone. You all the people has done. When the doctor told you, you only can live 3 months. So we have to pray. We have to pray for each other, pray for those who are in sick, because this is a great challenge. How to overcome that? Not easy. So when you know some brothers and sisters have a physical problem, then pray for them. At least you have to pray for your parents, for yourself. Because your parents support you, right? Your parents support you. Can you imagine what a day will become when we lose our parents? Can you imagine? It's so tough, right? So let's pray together. Ask God to give us strength and to give us comfort to overcome that. Okay, then turn to 약속을 뜯었어. 챕터 17 17 verse 10. So Joshua did as Moses said to him, and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron, and Hur went up to the top of the hill 11. So it was when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed, and when he laid down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands became heavy, so they took a stone there before to Aaron and Hur. Aaron and Hur took a stone and put it under him, and he sat on it. And Aaron and Hur supported his hands, one on one side and the other on the other side. And his hand were steady until going down on the sun. So Joshua defeated Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. So from this story, it's so famous to you. We can see Moses talked to Joshua to bring some people to fight against Amalek. Amalek means busy. So Joshua just did as Moses instructed him. And Moses himself bring Aaron and Hur went up to the mountain to pray, to lift up his hand against prayer. Because in ancient time, when they pray, they usually like this, right? Do you pray like this? Of course not, right? We pray like this. So in ancient time, they like this. And Moses lift up his hand, and Israel people prevailed. Of course, when like lift up like this, right? How long can you stand? How long can you keep the same position? Maybe 10 minutes. After 10 minutes, then, oh, sore, right? And then another hand, right? Oh, sore. And then another hand, yeah, and sore, and then put down. For a couple hours, oh, I cannot do it anymore, yeah, because of physical problem. So Aaron and Hur try to support Moses, bring some bigger rock, bigger stone to support Moses and to hold his hand, always lift up his hand until Israel people struck down all enemies. So from this story we can see, without Moses' intercession for Israel people, for Joshua, that they cannot prevail. No way. So intercession is a key, is the key in this incident, is the key. Of course, sometimes we might ignore the power of intercession. Ignore. You know, sometimes in the pulpit, the servant leader announced, oh, we are going to pray, we pray for a sister, for a brother, and so on and so. And how many of us take in heart and pray for him or for her with our heart? How many of you ask yourself? There are some of us just, you know, just stuck our ears. We didn't pay attention to the prayer request. It's not my business, right? It's not for my business. It's wrong. We have to pray for one another. We have to intercede for one another, for them, especially they have a special need. And also, they call on the name of the Lord, and they consider, my strength is little, I need your help. My strength is little, so I need your support. And since they say, they call out, cry out to the Lord, and say, I need your help, So which means God said we have to pray for him or for her. And why we didn't do it? Your life still don't have long way to go. That journey. Long way to go. Maybe 60 years old or 80 years old. Even maybe. At least, I don't know, but hopefully 75, 80 years old. So long way to go. And during this time, period of time, you might encounter many challenges, many difficulties. So the prayer is the key. Prayer will affect every area of your life. At one time, my wife brought me out to buy a pant, We just shopping around for my pant because my size is too long. It's not good for me, right? American people are so tall. My size is short. So it's not easy to find a suitable pant for me. So we're shopping around. We spent a couple hours. Still could not find the right one. So I talked to my wife. It's not right. So let's go out to pray to God. And then we pray together. And then we went back to the store. And thank God. Amazingly, we found the right one for me, just there. And also 50% off. So easy. Now, pray is the key. And one time, when my daughter still stay home, and she told me that my toilet said it got a problem because the toilet said it, the water container, the water just keep going out, keep running, cannot stop. Because when the bowl reach up to a certain position, then the water will automatically stop, right? But the water just could not stop by itself. And I just check out. I'm not a problem, so I just bring camera, try this way. Didn't work. Then I figure out in my heart, maybe we have to change the whole set, Whole set. But the whole set, I don't know how to change because also involve the pipe. I need a special tool. I don't have. I just pray in my mind, I pray to God. And after the prayer, I just try again, I just try to flush. Hey, it work, right? Work until right now, still working. So indeed, the prayer is the key. Okay. So every day before you go to school, pray to God. Even shopping, do not say, oh, shopping, so joyful, right? Happy, shopping. Then we don't have to pray because shopping. No, we have to pray to save your time. One time, I called some construction guy come to my house to repair some wall. And because to save money, we have agreement. We buy material, and the worker just repair the job. So I went out to buy shopping the material. I just rushed out, right? Have no time to pray. I forgot to pray. Then I went to the shop. Home Depot said, we don't have indeed a store. You have to go to another store to buy it. Well, I went to another store. Another store said, we don't have it either. Then I have to go to another store. See? Without praying, then just waste your time. Yes, find one, you will get the right one. But how much time you have spent already? Prayer is the key. Prayer is the key, right? So how to be successful? We have to pray. And we have to pray to defeat our enemies. Who is our enemy? Who is our enemy? Of course, we don't have a physical enemies, right? Your friend, your classmate. Not your family, not your enemy. So who are they? Maybe your bad habit. If you have a bad habit, yeah. How many of you consider you have a bad habit? Of course, it was a shame to say, right? But you know, God knows. So it's our bad habit. It's our enemies. And maybe your addiction, your enemies. Your physical problem, your enemies. So we have to pray. Then let's turn to Job 42. Job 42, verse 10. Verse 10. And the Lord restored Job's losses when he prayed for his friend. Indeed, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. So when he prayed for his friend, and God restored whatever he had, even twice as before, twice. So how to receive blessings from God? Pray for others, pray for other people. If right now, of course in Africa, right? In Africa, Pastor Wood also went to Africa many times. After service, then they have a testimony session. After service, every week, you know, we don't have a testimony session every week, right? Twice a year, in ESSC or in SSC, or like RSTS, we have a testimony session. Right? But in Africa, every week after service, they have a testimony session. And they do not have to ask, David, you want to do, would you please come here to do a testimony? Hey, Irene, please come here, stand up, right, to testify for the Lord. I said, no, I have no testimony. No. Jiang had, yeah. We have to invite, right? I said, no. But in Africa, they line up every week. I don't have to exaggerate. I don't have to exaggerate to you. You can ask with him. So many brothers and sisters line up to waiting to testify for the Lord, right? They line up. So they have God's grace, they sense, they feel God's grace every day. Every day, even every moment. So they have a lot to say to the brothers and sisters. How to receive, and then they receive a lot of blessings. Upon blessings. Yeah. So many in abundance. Pray. Right? So how to receive blessings? Yeah. So easy. Pray for others. Yeah. There is a sister, Grace, in Houston. Yeah. In Houston. How did she receive the Holy Spirit? When he prayed for the youth, then he received the Holy Spirit. Yeah. During the RE prayer, and she also joined the prayer. And because the young kid, the RE student, they are so cute, they are so small, right? But she still pray for them because she sensed in the near future you will encounter a lot of difficulties, challenges, competitions. Yeah. So she pray for you. And during that time, she received the Holy Spirit. And when I testified did a special testimony, yeah. And the other The other sister, Candy's mom, Candy's mom also told me, yeah, me too, when I pray for others, then I receive the Holy Spirit. So many brothers and sisters, when they pray for others, they receive the spiritual blessings. So how to receive the blessings? Intercession. Not just as before, even twice as before he had, twice. So we are going to pray, and we pray for one another, and pray for yourself, because you have long way to go. Hey, brothers and sisters, hey, long way to go, huh? Long way, how many years? Many years to you. Right. So you got to pray for yourself, for tomorrow, for your school, for your job, for your marriage. Oh, so many things to pray, right? Even for your job, for your school, you pray for 3 minutes. For your job, right? 3 minutes, 6 minutes. For your marriage, how many minutes? 9 minutes, right? And for your children, because when you get married, then you will have children, right? So. And for your parents, for your mom, for your dad, for many things. And for me, for Pastor Booty, right? So how many minutes? Oh, maybe 1 hour. So 30 minutes. We only have 25 minutes. It's not enough. So just keep in our mind that pray for this. You will pray for, what's your name again? I forgot. Jack. Yeah. David, pray for the one next to you, Jack. And who's next to you? Irene, who's next to you? Okay, Jessica. Pray for her. Another prayer for you on the other side. Because we just sing a hymn, I'm praying for you, right? For you. Okay? So always keep in mind, you will be receiving blessings, you will enjoy it for. You know, sometimes I also pray for others, like a green car, you know. Like, hey, Pastor, yeah, pray for me, for a green car. Then that one person called me, hey, thank God I had a green car. I'm so happy, right? Because I used my heart to pray for her, for him. So I feel so joyful because I have a heart to pray for him before. And also the other sister told me, say, hey, Pastor, yeah, pray for me. I said, for what? She said, because we need a children, right? But we cannot have a baby. Yeah. Okay, pray. And then after maybe next time, I forgot, right? A couple years later, when I visited Dr. Church again, and then she held a baby, said, hey, who is the baby? It's my baby. Oh, really? Oh, I'm so joyful, right? Because I used my heart to pray for her before. So when you use your heart to pray for someone, and then God listened to your prayer, and it come true, then you will feel so joyful, because you use your heart. Okay, so pray together.